Well, there was a newly ordained priest who was very nervous about doing his very first wedding. So this newly ordained priest asked the elderly Monsignor for some help. He said, "Monsignor, what do I do if I go blank or lose my place?" The Monsignor sagely replied, "Just quote a scripture passage. Always have a gospel quote ready to use that will help you find your place again." Well, the wedding day arrived, and the new priest was officiating at his first wedding. All went well up to the homily, when he went completely blank and frantically realized he had never prepared a scripture quote. His planned homily just wasn't there. Not a single word would come. He breathed a pleading prayer to the Holy Spirit for a scripture verse, and staring out at the large congregation and turning his gaze towards the waiting couple, he said the first words of scripture that came to his mind, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Well, hopefully that will not happen to our newly ordained priest, Father Michael Eisenberg. I'd like to congratulate him on his ordination to the sacred priesthood of Jesus Christ. It's certainly a great privilege to be here along with Father Reedy and Father Vanderwoody, Father Fisher, Father Tron, Father Shelton, and Father Yale, as well as the deacons that are here and all these wonderful servers. As we celebrate Father Michael Eisenberg's first Mass, I also want to take this opportunity to wish Father Michael a very happy birthday today. Today is his 32nd birthday. And that'll save me from having to make a birthday call later on, so. I've had the privilege of knowing Father Michael and his family for over 20 years. He was just 12 years old when I met him. And if you read about his journey to the priesthood in the Arlington Catholic Carol this week, you'll see a powerful testimony of how God has worked in his life. Let me just share a little bit about how he came to hear the call of Christ in his vocation. Well, of course, vocations always begin in the family. The family is the domestic church. The family is called the first seminary, where the seed of faith is nourished and where it grows. And his faith began, of course, in his family, with his mother with such great faith and his father a convert to the faith 20 years this past week. His dad came into the church. So his mother and father are men and women of great faith. And raised in that environment, he then went off to Seton High School, which is such an excellent Catholic high school, where again he was strengthened in his faith. I met Michael probably there, and then also through our Junior Legion of Mary, where he worked as a teenager. Then he went off to Virginia Tech and went into computer engineering, then had a very successful job and made lots of money, nice car, nice condo, and traveling back and forth between New York and Florida for his work. But as he shared in his sort of testimony, there was something missing, that he was being called to something more. He was not fulfilled. He was not satisfied. Because only in following one's true vocation will a person be truly at peace and truly be happy. And so through praying every day, spending time in Eucharistic adoration, going to daily Mass, listening to the Word of God, he heard his call. His true vocation was to become a priest. As St. Augustine says, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." So Father Michael had this great desire to serve the Lord, and he followed that call over these past 7 years studying in Rome and Mount St. Mary's. And now we come to yesterday, where he was ordained a priest of Jesus Christ with six other men from our diocese. So Father Eisenberg's testimony, I think, is very powerful and very, helpful for young men and women of today. because we live in such a materialistic society, sort of a neo-pagan culture, and people are not truly satisfied with just material things. There is a deeper meaning to our lives, and that is having a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, becoming the saint that God has called each person to be, and spending your life in service of helping to save souls and get people to heaven. And so today we come to Father Eisenberg's first Mass. He is now a priest of Jesus Christ. And remember, there is only one priest, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. But he's given us a share in his priesthood. And as priests, we become mediators in the one mediator, Jesus Christ, because we bring God's graces down to the people through the sacraments, and we take their prayers up to Almighty God. When we stand at the altar and say Mass, we are an intercessor, a mediator, and we take everyone's prayers and offer them to the Lord, and then we bring down graces for them and for their families. So today you will have the great privilege of saying your first Mass. You'll be able to say those words, "This is my body, this is the cup of my blood." You will become one with Jesus Christ. You are an alter Christus, another Christ. You will have the great privilege of every day seeing a miracle take place before your very eyes, an invisible miracle, but truly the great miracle of transubstantiation is truly a great invisible miracle, where the bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you will become one with Christ. It will be Jesus speaking through your words. "This is my body. This is the cup of my blood." The priest does not say, "This is the body of Jesus," or "This is the blood of Jesus." He says, "This is my body. This is the cup of my blood." Because of your ordination yesterday, you are one with Jesus Christ, and he will speak those words through you. When you baptize a baby, it is Jesus who says, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." When you hear confessions, which is such a great privilege and a great sacrament, Jesus will say through your voice, "I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And you will raise the spiritually dead to new life. And that is one of our favorite hobbies as priests, is every Saturday afternoon from 4 o'clock to 5:30, raising the dead. That's one of our hobbies, because people can walk into that confessional dead in mortal sin, but they can come out alive. They can walk out of those confessional doors alive, spiritually, filled with God's sanctifying grace, filled with the Blessed Trinity in their soul. And Father Michael, you will be God's instrument to do that, to raise the dead. In fact, in today's gospel, Jesus raised this young man from the dead and said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." And this young man came back to life, and Jesus gave him to his mother. I imagine he could have said something like, "Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." And this young man came back to life. And St. Augustine says, think of the joy of that mother when she had her dead son come back to life. And Augustine says that every time somebody goes to confession, Holy Mother Church is filled with great joy because somebody who was spiritually dead has come back to life. So every time somebody goes to confession, Holy Mother Church rejoices. And that will occur through your voice, where Jesus will use you as an instrument to absolve sins. And then you'll be able to anoint the sick, the great privilege of giving the last rites, to anoint the sick to prepare their souls for heaven. So when it's all said and done, you become a priest, of course, to save your soul, and to be God's instrument to save the souls of others. Every priest is in the soul-saving business. That is our business, to save souls. We're in the life-changing business. Our job is to be used as an instrument by Almighty God to bring souls to heaven. So I encourage you, as now we continue with our first Mass, just a few words of advice. Continue to be a man of prayer. Over these past 7 years, you have been a tremendous man of prayer through your daily holy hour, and I encourage you to continue to make a daily holy hour before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus said to his priest on Holy Thursday night in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Can you not watch 1 hour with me?" If every priest did that, the entire world would be changed. So I encourage you, Father Michael, to continually be faithful to your daily holy hour. And sometimes it'll be difficult. Sometimes you might make a holy hour just like the apostles made the first holy hour in the Garden of Gethsemane, sound asleep. Okay? So sometimes it won't be easy to make that holy hour. But spend that time in prayer and pray for others. At least, I'm sure, 5 times a day, people will come up to you and say, "Father, pray for me," or "pray for this special intention," or "pray for someone." You can bring those intentions to your holy hour and offer them to the Lord. And then I would recommend continue to stay close to our Blessed Mother. She planted those seeds of your vocation, perhaps as a junior Legion of Mary member in the teenage Presidium. But now she has brought you to the priesthood, the priesthood of her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So continue to stay close to her in praying your rosary faithfully every day, wearing her brown scapular and miraculous medal. And lastly, always consider yourself a missionary, an apostle, an evangelist. Mother Teresa said, "The United States is mission territory. A priest is either a functionary or he's a missionary." And we as priests have to always have an attitude of being a missionary. If you were working in the jungles of Africa, you would consider yourself a missionary. But you'll be in, what, Chantilly, right? You'll be at St. Veronica's Parish. That is mission territory. On every street, there are agnostics and atheists and fallen away Catholics and people that need to hear the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I encourage you to do those 3 things. Stay close to Jesus in the Eucharist with your daily holy hour. Stay close to Our Lady in the Holy Rosary. And then always see yourself as an apostle, a missionary in this world of ours. God bless you.